Millions of people across Zambia are enduring up to 21 hours of power cuts daily, locally known as load shedding. Taonga Zulu, a Lusaka resident who runs a family farm business, told VOA that her livelihood has been hurt by the power cuts.
It has become nearly impossible to manage the chicken run properly as we rely on electricity for various aspects of their care. The lack of power has also prevented us from pumping water, which means our farm is slowly turning into a desert.
The Zambia Association of Manufacturers is a business association representing the interests of the country's factories. Association President Ashu Sagar said his members have not been spared by the energy crisis. He says big companies are struggling with the cost of running alternative diesel-powered generators, while smaller companies have no energy source at all. Sagar adds that some of the association's members have failed to meet contractual obligations with buyers due to the drought-induced energy crisis.
So the impact on the manufacturing sector is quite big in that small companies that probably could have no capacity to invest in alternative energy solutions like diesel generators have had to curtail their manufacturing operations.
Zambia's only public power utility company, the Zambia Electricity Supply Corporation, or ZESCO, said Monday that it does not have enough power to supply all hospitals. Media reports say some hospitals are turning patients away due to lack of electricity and water. ZESCO spokesperson Matongo Maumbi said the country's heavy reliance on hydropower generation has led to a national shortfall of almost 1,300 megawatts as the various water sources are drying up. Economist Emmanuel Zulu says the energy crisis is dragging down the economy and pushing up unemployment.
There is a slump in output and productivity in the economy, and this is going to affect GDP as well as employment because most people will be left with nothing to do.
Worsened by climate change and the El Nino weather pattern, the energy crisis threatens national food security, water and energy supply, Zambia's President Hakainde Hichilema said earlier this year. In his State of the Nation address to Parliament Friday, Hichilema said his government is working around the clock to address the energy crisis.
Government is implementing a number of interventions in a bid to enhance resilience and reduce our dependence on hydroelectric power. We are promoting alternative energy sources.
Energy expert Johnston Chikwanda is optimistic that new measures like the removal of the bureaucratic hurdles that discouraged private companies from investing in energy production will yield results in the near future.
Looking at the extent of the measures which are currently being implemented, and a strong praxis of leadership driving the energy sector reforms, I am convinced that this crisis is being invested better than how we previously handled the previous crisis.
According to the United Nations, Zambia, Zimbabwe and Malawi are among the countries in Southern Africa most affected by the regional drought that began early this year. Kathy Short for VOA News, Lusaka, Zambia.